I think one of the first most important things to do is understand that feminism is about empowering everyone.
I'm going to hold you to that later on in this talk when you're really not talking about empowering everyone. The great irony of feminism, of course, is actually that it did free men from the burden of being the head of the household. And now you get loads of articles like this wondering why so many professional millennial women are unable to find dateable men. And to answer the hundreds of articles written by women asking why I can't find a man, there are obviously hundreds of articles written by women trying to explain why they can't find a man. And you know, maybe there is a small nugget of truth to each one of these articles. Like, for example, with this one, it's not that he's just not that into you, it's that there aren't enough of him, as in him being well-educated men with well-paying careers, better than the women who are looking to date. Because fundamentally, women don't seem to understand that men are not attracted to the same things women are attracted to. For example, here, where the question is, who's a man more likely to go for? Is it a woman who's smart, independent, and together, or a woman who doesn't seem to have that much going on and seems to need a man and a relationship? The answer, of course, is B, because, believe it or not, men are not robots and actually need to be needed. This was, in fact, the raison d'etre of men. This was what men were for, to be needed by women. And now women have said, well, we don't need you. Okay, that's fine. And that's fine, but don't be surprised when men start living for themselves. And don't be surprised when living for themselves means being men of modest means. Men who aren't that bothered about being incredibly highly educated. They're not that bothered about making a whole lot of money, because they don't have anyone to support but themselves. So they get their minimum wage job, minimal hours a week, they get their beer and their Xbox, and they hang out with their buddies, and they're happy. But they're not the kind of men that women want to date long term. These men are the true egalitarians, who have gotten over their need to be needed. However, women's biological instincts still exist, and the men required to fulfill those instincts are existing in fewer and fewer numbers, and it's not their problem. This isn't great for women, and it's not great for children, but this is the future that feminists chose. They decided that men shouldn't be necessary. That's what they wanted, and they got it.